Q94, it's your Mountain of Rock and Led Zeppelin. Going to California. Well, been to California now, back to Mountain Home, Arkansas, to Bayou Resort with Gary Ferracci for your weekly Lake North Fork Fishing Report. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Gary. How are you in this thirsty Thursday morning at the Mountain of Rock?
I am at the top. I am at the top of the mountain. I got a long damn way to go before I get to the top. If you want to rock and roll, you quoting AC/DC there. Well, hey, here we are. It's Thursday and it's fish day. So, how's the fishing on Lake North Fork?
The fishing is, I'm saying it's improving by all reports. It's been slow. It's been hit and miss. It's been a little bit tough. Water temperature is in great shape. I've got people telling me 73 to 74 degrees. That's awesome. The lake level at 553 and some change is perfect. If we just get the fish to cooperate a little bit.
right, exactly. Still live baits, probably one of the hot, the little minnows for a crappie, and of course, plastic, soft rubber plastic baits. But primarily, is it the live bait getting it done?
I'd say, like on the crappie, the people I've talked to, seems like this is a report. First thing in the morning, it seems like live bait is working a little bit better than plastic. And then as the morning progresses, then switch over and start jigging with some plastics. And I've had several couples come in here and tell me that they've caught, between the two of them now, 14, 15 good size crappie, and maybe toss back in 10 shorts.
Right.
So it's crappie starting to pick up, and I had one group come in and said they were catching them in 15 to 20 feet of water. They went up into the bayou a little bit, and they were as shallow as 4 feet of water.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're in a transition period right now. I mean, that's where we're at. We're in that transition. It is the 1st of October, so it's not far off, boys and girls. But what about the largemouth and the Kentuckys and the smallmouth? What are you hearing on that?
I've got guys throwing everything from spinnerbait, good old spinnerbait. Some guys are using jerkbait. I have had some guys using some crawlers because the fish been hanging deeper and stuff and going after them a little bit deeper. As the lake starts to turn over, a lot of those fish will go get down into the deep, a little bit deeper water, and then they'll hang out there until the transition is made, and then they'll start coming back up. So as far as the largemouth, people have been throwing a little bit of everything, whatever they can do to get them, entice them to bite.
Well, and the whites, they're kind of still moving up around the creeks, aren't they?
The whites are seem to be moving in, the hybrids, the stripers. Had several guys tell me that they have caught them, seen them surface in the morning, and starting to get some topwater bite on the whites, the white surfacing, and a couple hybrids and a couple stripers starting to come up this way. I think once that water gets below 70 degrees, gets down closer to 65, it's a lot of stuff's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. And the walleye, you're hearing anybody catching any walleye?
Yeah, they're still catching walleye. Guys are using bottom bouncers, trawling them with night crawlers, catching them on the points and that. I've even had guys trolling with an A-rig pick up a walleye. The walleye have been still pretty active if you get down to them.
Right on, yeah. Well, it's, again, it's just a few weeks, days, even hours away from where it's just going to be boom, and it's going to be rocking and rolling.
Absolutely, and the weather outside is just perfect to be out on the lake. I mean, the cool mornings and the nice afternoons. I know we got a couple of cool days coming ahead, but dress appropriately, but it's just gorgeous out there. I mean, it's just nice to be outside or out on the lake. It's just absolutely wonderful.
Right on. Hey, Gary, for people that want to know a little bit more, how can they get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. They can stop in and see us if they're going down to the lake or coming back. Our Facebook page, the Bayou Facebook page, I always putting pictures up there and what's going on. They can check in there. And, of course, always our website, thebayouresort.com.
Right on. Hey, we appreciate you, my man, and we'll talk with you next week.
All right, Gary, talk to you next week.